Blog Talk Radio.
This is Psychic Jethro. You were listening to My Kind of Woman by R. Gary Wimmer on Mondays, and you were listening to Yucca Rose doing Fever, and it's actually Yucca, but I like to tease people. Come on, you know what it is. This is Thursday, and this is the finally day that we find out that our lovely Dina Flanagan gets unveiled. She's okay. We all worried. Jethro went on an attack of bring her back home, all's forgiven, and Dina laughed and said, never was upset. She was on a camping trip. So we have the most fun here on Psychics Gone Wild when we get upset. Told you guys, I am spoiled. So when she wasn't here, I pushed every button. We sent out the troopers, the dogs. We brought her back. She's here again. Dina, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm back home. I'm alive and well. And yeah, everything's good.
I love the fact that everybody that was on the show last week was all concerned, and here we are just calm tonight. I can't get the show in, and they're all sheepishly hiding somewhere because there's only like two in the room and maybe four callers. Come out, family, all's forgiven. Nobody was doing. I know that I freaked everybody. I said, this is unlike Dina. Well, Dina had told me and Kelly that she was gone and that she was camping. So we need to pay, I think, attention, me and Kelly. This is a test for us to learn to do listening, because as things went into effect, it was kind of funny and really exciting on Psychics Gone Wild to say, where's the missing Dina? Those of you who did win the prize and win the T-shirt will go on. This is the week for Scorpio shirts. We have one of Gary Wimmer on Psychics Gone Wild Mondays, and we have Psychic Jethro in What's Cooking with the Chef Hat. So we want to thank all of you who were putting in, and we have some of you guys will just compete on anything. The biggest joke that Jethro has to laugh is, I think Dina has had enough of Jethro's arrogance and decided to start her own show. I know I would if I listened in. Thank you, Pete. I hope Nebraska floods out. Your house is the first to go. You are really rotten to me. But that's what we love about this show, is it's always eventful. Those of you who went and said, Dina, we started out with this show talking about My Kind of Woman. I want you to tell them about what your kind of relationship would be. Let's talk about that perfect relationship and how, as healers and psychics, we can go about finding them.
Oh, boy. That's a fiery subject. Let's see. Well, I haven't found the perfect relationship yet. So, but this is what it would be. I being psychic, you can see and know and hear everything. So I would need a man that is quite confident in with himself, you know, good self-esteem and with a great sense of humor, that's not afraid of somebody knowing what's in his head or what he's thinking, actually embracing it. Like, oh, cool, that way, you know, you just know. But also I need someone that's a good communicator, because that's what we do. And someone intelligent, of course I need intelligence, and a good person, a person that likes to give like I do, you know, a loving, kind, wonderful person. And that to me is what I think the perfect relationship would be. Although I know there's nobody perfect out there. So I know we all come with flaws. So I'm not talking about that. It's, but that person that's confident with himself can overlook the flaws as well as we can. So that, to me, is the perfect relationship.
I love that. And I love the energy of what they're saying. And I agree very much with you. You know, when you look at energies of it, and this is what we're all putting in. And I, for those of you who are tuning in and putting out your shopping list, Psychic Jethro and Dina Flanagan, Phenomenal Psychic and Healer, are putting together our list of what we want for the perfect one. The word perfect scares me. And if any of you guys, you know, for me to put down perfect, I like someone who's has a sense of humor, who laughs and works with me on ideas. I have a very hard facet when it comes to life, obviously being gifted. And I've had a lot of you guys say, well, you know, you're gifted, you already know. It's like, that makes it sometimes more difficult. And I love what Dina said. That's something we're working on. Because as you go into relationships, I've had the most scariest thing. I've looked for love and I found, you know, energy. And I said, I want this person to be blah, 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 blah. And they give me blah, blah. And blah, blah makes me go scream, scream. Because it's like, that person is exactly what I ordered. Well, when you're in the throes and you're in the energies and you're looking, we want a person that is not only compatible with us, but sometimes not. We were joking, and I will bring this up. I can't say names. I had my first day here, my wonderful psychic class in my brand new office. Thank you, angels. I feel so blessed. I feel like a big boy now. And I found out that they have an alarm system that does hate psychics and will go off at a screen when given any sign. So I wanted you to know, isn't that the way relationships work for us too?
Mm.
Isn't it? I mean, I know you guys are going, Jethro, you're way out there. I don't think I am. Dina, let's tell the truth. When we psychics go hunting, okay, we can read and sense, and the guides give us this is the beauty, this is the handsome one. They put us in there 90% of the time, because we are gifted, we have to fix something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, talk
that's
about
it. That's what it's going to say. Yeah. I call it, they send me the bird with the broken wings.
Mm.
And so what happens is I repair their broken wings, and then they fly away. Yeah, and so they just come to you just for that reason exactly.
I told him, I said, I became the catapult so much, my arms and legs are tired of flipping these people onto their lives. I'm not a stairs. Get off of me as you climb up. You know, it's like, and what was really even worse is that because we get ourselves to get into this energy, we work out a little energy and we go, what else are we doing? And they see everybody's going, we're giving out all these readings. We're talking to all these people. Tonight, we're going to talk and go with some readings and get back to you guys. Remember, the perfect one. I want that word to be slapped off of that list. I don't want it there. That really just bugged me. I want to thank all of you guys in New York. And did you see that, Dina, that we're in the Brooklyn New York Press and that they are running the American Federation Psychics? And a lot of it came up, and they put down the most attractive female psychics. And guess whose picture happens to be right in there with the league? Dina Flanagan. Most nice, attractive males just vote. And I feel honored to be in there. I want to thank all of you guys that made my night last night. And I know some of you are going, okay, Jethro, you're getting so contestic. Well, you know what? We need to feel value. And I felt like a little kid when I read that, you know, the other friend of mine said, what were you doing? I said, what we're doing is getting ready. And speaking of getting ready, you guys, get a hold of me. Patty Negri is taking spots. They're giving $111 tickets to go for a three-day event at American Federation in Los Angeles, California, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. It's going to be phenomenal. We're going to be doing things. I'm talking right now and working with I'm trying to get another one of our psychics gone wild to go and get Gary Wimmer to fly in out of Texas. I think it would just be such a riot, you know, and he's got some of his books, having some of them there signed. You guys could have a lithmacy reading, have a reading with Dina. Dina could do actually hands-on healing. I had a friend ask me, you know, they said, isn't it different? Dina, I love doing through Skype and I do there, but there's a difference. I mean, I know that, you know, when you're sitting there and you're working with an individual, can you, I mean, what would be a normal session, Dina? Give them a little bit of an idea of what we're talking about as a healer, because I know everybody wants, they're always asking me, I want her to heal me, a psychic, but they're scared. So let them know what they're going to be getting.
Well, I've been doing those all week, as a matter of fact. Everybody's been coming today. But I've been doing them long distance and in person. So in person, you come in person, you get your guides, and my guides show me where I need to go and do and remove things in your body, because we all come with these blockages and just stuff that's built up over the years, and sometimes even from past lives. And so that prevents you from getting on you know, your true path, or it gets you all anxiety or whatever, depression. And so I can clear a lot of that stuff out so that you can feel lighter, happier, and more focused, so you can get on your true path. And that's where we put you on. But I also do, because I do a lot of long distance, I clear out, I also work on like cancer patients and, you know, people with medical problems. I work on that too, so that helps them to heal quicker. So it works on all levels. It works on physical, mental, emotional, your soul, spirit, everything. And so it's whatever you need or your body needs, and it can be done either in person or long distance. I've had really good results both ways.
Love that. We're going to grab you 864. I got ready to change your phone number on you. You're not in the mood. How are you, 864?
I am good. How are you?
Really good. I welcome you. And would you like to give us your name and your question you've got for our phenomenal Dina?
Excuse me. My name is Dawn. And I was just wondering, if you're able to see if I have any blocks to get onto my path, because I seem to have gotten off my path. I feel like I'm lost, kind of.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you've had to kind of go through a lot through life. You know what I mean? I'm feeling like you've had a lot of challenges. Is that true?
That is.
Yeah, because this is what they're showing me, that from those challenges, you're all blocked up. And I'm seeing that, but even from way back. And so I'm feeling like you need some clearing in your first and second chakras, really need to be cleared out. But I'm also seeing that you have a big, like a protection around your heart. So there's a big blockage protection there. So you work on those. Do you know how to work on yourself at all?
I've been trying to do the video. I've made time. I would sit with them.
Yeah. So concentrate on, you know, your chakras.
I kind of know them not by heart.
Well, you can go online. You can go online and look
right,
them up.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, concentrate on your first and second chakras and really try to clear those out. Ask for it to be gone and released. And I feel like, but there's also some emotional stuff you have to get rid of and go through, I'm feeling. You've carried a lot. And so just once you get rid of some of this emotional stuff to go with it, but that will come when you're clearing out your first and second chakras, emotions are going to come up. Let it go. Release it. And then you'll start to feel lighter, and you will. You just need some more. You need grounding. You need some grounding. You need some direction within yourself. And if there's anybody in your area that you can get go to like Reiki Shares or whatever. I don't know where you're from, but go to Reiki Shares and have other people help, because those are pretty much by donation or whatever. And to help you clear out too, because you can only do so much on yourself, and then you're going to have other people do it too. So, but you need to work on yourself. You need to start releasing. There's an exercise that is fantastic for this. And when you you picture some clear vases and lay down, meditate, picture some clear vases. And then pick a subject that you want to be released and ask for it to be released. And picture a spigot, like from a beer barrel or something, pouring out any gunk that's in there. And just let it fill as many vases as possible. And each issue that you have, you do this. And then you take these clear vases, you walk them down to the beach, you empty them out, and then you wash them out in the ocean and bring them back and put them back. But then you can keep doing this of every issue you have, and keep doing it, keep doing it, and you will feel lighter, and you'll feel everything releasing. That's how you can do yourself. So that's a good way to do it. And then ask for your, when you take it out, ask for it to be filled back up with clarity, light, and love. So you got to fill back up. You can't just empty and not fill back up. And always surround yourself with light, and use protection. You know, ask for the highest, what is best for your best and highest good. And so that's how you can clear out some of that stuff, and you'll start to have a clearer direction. Also get some stones for grounding. Look online for grounding stones. I'm feeling you'd be doing good with hematite. Use some hematite for a bit. And or go to the store where there might be stones and pick one out that feels really good to you. And just do some grounding exercises. You know, ground yourself. Because I feel like you're not very grounded right now.
Okay. So when I'm doing the chakra, I've been doing Reiki.
Yep.
I go to YouTube and I just play them at nighttime and in the daytime. And Reiki, and then there was another one called astral projection, but I really wasn't sure what that was.
That's when you can project yourself astrally. You travel, like you project yourself somewhere else astrally, so you're traveling there spiritually.
Right. Well, I was trying that one, but that didn't work very well. So
that's a difficult one. I wouldn't suggest that one.
Trying all different ones, though. But okay, I'll keep working on it. What I'm trying to do, I've been trying to do this clearing of chakra. I just want to make sure I'm doing it right, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of information online. Try and you go through as many as you can until you get one that feels right for you, you know, because everything speaks differently to everybody, you know. So when you see one that really speaks to you, that's the one you want to try, because there's different ways to clear yourself. But I would do that vase exercise to clear some of those blockages out. Continue to work on yourself. And also, if you can go to some Reiki people, Reiki shares or whatever. And then the grounding stone. But, I see you just really, really wanting to change. And so, therefore, you will. It will come. Just be patient with it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll go ahead and work on that, too. And thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Jethro.
Thank you. We love you calling, and we thank you for calling. We are having a little bit of a wild sounds, and I want to tease everybody. Sometimes I think Blog Talk just does this, just to see, are you really out there? Because we're still going through one of those times of... I had a client here that just let me know that you guys are going to be there. The Mapes family is going to be at the deal there. They're wanting to know if they are a psychic gone wild person, Dino, how much would it cost for them to have a reading? Okay.
Yeah. Where?
they're asking if they were to get a hold of you and they're a psychic gone wild person. Everybody is giving out things. How much would their half an hour reading be?
Well... A half an hour reading. I normally get $50 for a half an hour, but I work with people, so contact me and we can work something out.
I love that about Dina, and that's what I want you guys to do. I don't only want you to contact her. I want you to work it out. Get out there. We've had a biggest drama. Someone told me, and you're gonna laugh at this. I've been doing this for 30 years. Dina, did you know this is supposed to be our worst month? It reminds me of the salespeople that say Christmas is bad. Christmas is when everything sells. It's always an intense. July is an intense month, and I do agree it is warm and it is summer, but that's when people really need the reading. If I'm sitting here, and I got to be honest, today has been one of my best busy days. I was like praying. If the Lord Almighty would have picked up Dina Flanagan and flew her over here with a parachute, we'd have cut the strings, dropped her to the ground, and had her run and work it all day long, because that's what's going on. So you guys got to do it. Dina, I've got a person here that wrote me, and they said, we saw your picture, and we're so happy. We can't wait to see you on the front of a T-shirt so I can have you close to my heart. Okay. This is New York. He's going again. We got Mr. New York, you got to breathe. But long story short, we know what you're writing. I'm going to take you off my Skype now. But you have got all these people emailing and writing to friends. And what it is we're putting out the shirts. So he wants to see Dina's face on there. Next.
Communicate good? Did you get a sense of humor?
You were listening to the beginning of the show.
Yeah,
you know where to contact.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
And we're going on with the energy. We've also got some other individuals here having some cycle. We're going to go to 661. Are you ready for some fun? They're a little shy. 661.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I am on Skype. Can you hear me?
We lovely can hear you, and we're so glad you Skyped us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I am in Dallas, and I'm doing some healing, but however, I kind of feel like I am having really tough times about releasing. I just have this anger I haven't been able to release, and that in turn, it turns very destructive for me, because as a healer, if I don't let go of this, affects my healing capabilities. And it's been very frustrated. I feel very, I didn't know what is this coming from, what else I need to release. It's just very, it's been very, very stressful.
Well, you're pushing through some stuff. You've got old stuff that's come up. That's the anger that you're feeling and the frustration. This is old, old stuff that it's coming up, and it's coming up to release and let it go for good. So what you kind of need to do is ask for it to go quicker, because
to go quicker. Hello? Then. Yes, ma'am. To go quicker. I like that.
Yeah. So know that it's your stuff coming up, which is a good thing, because once you release it and it's gone, you're going to go on to a new level or a next level in your healing abilities. So this is something that needs to come up so that you can be stronger in your healing. So this is temporary. So don't think that it's that it's permanent. So, yeah, you have the ability to release it quicker. That's all you got to do is ask for it and let it go. Embrace it and let it go. You know, thank it for whatever it had to do for you, and say, I'm ready for you to be gone. You can go now. So that's what you got to do with it, because it will bring you to that next level as soon as it's gone. And I feel like it's something that you'll probably have to experience for just a little bit longer. You know what I mean? It won't be too much longer.
Yeah, because it's been hanging around for 6 months to the point it's affecting my health. And I have, as a result of that, gastritis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not been healing. And I had previously cancer, so I kind of like a little bit scared. And yet, I didn't know what it is coming from. It's very difficult for me to release it.
Mm-hmm.
I just today I've been very attacked, very tough day.
Yeah. Part of it is your fears. It's fears coming up. And when fears come up, that's what it happens. It's like anger, it's frustration, it's anxiety, it's whatever. So you're working on right now is trusting. Trusting and believing and letting go of that fear, because it's almost like it's a dichotomy with you. It's like it's battling each other. You want to trust, but then you're holding on to the fears of trusting. So you just got to completely trust. Just completely trust, which is... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is what's been going on. I had people who have hurt me, people who have betrayed me, especially spiritually, this African-American person that I met and some other people that have attacked me just because they have not get their sexual desires, sexual needs with me, because I rejected those advances and they took advantage of the situation. And so that's the frustration, basically, I think, that I'm getting. It's like, how can I let it go of this person? I think subconsciously part of me is still very upset about the situation.
Well, people can't have a hold on you. You have to allow people to have a hold on you. They can't. You're stronger than that, meaning they can't control you and hold you. It's only you allowing it. So you need to stop allowing it. And you need to just keep calling that white light and protection and carry it with you at all times. And it will repel anybody else's negativity. So if you allow that negativity to stay with you, it will. But if you don't allow it, it will go away, and it won't even be there, because nobody can actually get in there and do that to you. You have to allow it.
Okay.
So,
any stone or anything else that can help with the release? I kind of feel this very intense grieving that's when it come out, but at the same time, I kind of like I swallow back.
yeah. Well, the grieving is because you're letting go of something that's familiar, you know, something that's been with you. You're letting go of this familiar, whatever it is you've got to release. That's the grieving process. But just let it go. It feels like you're staying stuck in it with your fears. Your fears are keeping you stuck in it. So if you release the fears, then the blockages will go. And you'll, you know, get to that higher path I was talking about.
Hmm. Yeah, I can work on this. Yeah, you were right on the money. I really appreciate your reading and the ready talk, and thanks for being there.
I will send you a little, I will send you some energy later after the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're
really
welcome.
Need to very, really. Thank you so much to you both. Thank you. It's a fantastic, outstanding radio talk, and thanks for doing this. Much love to you both.
Much love to us, and don't you forget to go on psychicsgonewild.com and put in for some of these prizes. I'm getting prizes up to my elbows, and it's time to give out some of these toys. We've got shirts, we've got books, we've got free readings, we've got coffee, we've got healthy tea. So definitely put in, and thank you for calling in and follow us on the show. We love you. We're going to turn around and change a little bit of the energy here. I know a lot of you were asking me, how do I get into this? How do I get this going? Get a hold of Patty, PattiMegri, okay? So I can't spell tonight. Don't help me spell her name. I'm having one of those, it's Patty Negri.
Negri, N-E-G-R-I, yeah.
Thank you. We are having one of those cycles. It is the American Federation of Certified Psychic Mediums and Healers, and we are going to be rocking. You guys, I had another two friends tell me tonight that they're calling in, and they're going to tell them Jethro and Dina sent you. And be ready, Mark, because you asked, and you're going to be there at the fair. Your mom said when you call in, let them know that you definitely want some time and a scheduled in session with Dina to have one of those in-depth healing and readings. He wants to know if he has one. If he has a healing with you and a reading, can they both be done at the same hour, or should he schedule them separately?
You know, I do. For some people, I do. Like most people, have them separate. But I also do one that is like half hour reading and half hour healing. So you can have the both. I do it all ways.
I love that. And David has wrote us here on. He's teasing me. He said he came through a lot of situations, and he's learned to listen to his intuition. Dina, you are one of the best, and I just want you to know. Jethro, what is that phone number? I'm looking. Don't push me. I can't get it up here. I love it, you guys. Go on here, and it is 323-461-0640, or you can write her at PATT@PattyNegri.com, PATTI@PattyNegri.com. Get in, you guys. It's only advanced prices, $111 for all 3 days. So for $111 in L.A., you're going to be there at the Beverly Garland. It's going to rock, because Friday night they're going to start out with music. It's going to be the Hollywood Kings playing music. Then we're going to continue in. Okay, we will let Jethro not drink any grape juice. We will continue on with classes and healing and working from people like Sun He, Chin He. Patty Negri is going to do a seance. Don't forget that there is some famous people. I know you guys were already writing me on the emails what's going on. There's going to be a lot of individuals here that have got some big names, and they're going to be there coming in and out. This is Hollywood. You guys have seen Patty working with the likes of Burt Reynolds, John Voight. She worked with... Chevy Chase. I'm having a moment, guys. So you guys know there's going to be some big names and some people there. More importantly, we're going to be there. We're the best psychics there is in the world. Healers like Dina Flanagan. You know, I remember 3 years ago we were doing a list, and I could count 4 people that I knew in this world who could do healings. And then I met people like Dina, and I run into the likes of Patty Negri, you know, Pamela Cummings. You guys, you've got to get there. You've got to enjoy it. I'm really putting this to you hard, because I don't want you to tell me when I get a hold of you in October and I'm talking in the paranormal, those who went there got the energy to go on to the next part. You're going to say, well, what happened? It's like, well, don't ask me what happened. Know what happened. Have your Kodak out and let's get some film footage of these wild people. We've got 858. You're not coming in. Every phone line is getting pinched, and I'm tired of it. 352, I can't get to you. Okay, we're going to just take a second here and play a few minutes of music while I find out what's going on. I apologize, everybody, but we're going to do 38 seconds of Gary Wimmer. And if you can hear, what we're doing here is we're working on a little bit of energy. It's the phone lines have really become jammed. This is Psychics Gone Wild. It means that we have so many people calling in that it will not let us pick up. This is a good thing, but it means that you have to listen to me and Dina tell you stories about when we were a child. No, I'm kidding. We're going to talk to them. Dina, tell them a little bit about what you do psychically as we wait for this to get cleared up.
Well, first of all, I want to know why I'm not on a T-shirt.
But you are on one, and that's what they were doing. And we've got them here, but you have to prove it. It's your face. We love you. You know that. why is, okay, that's it. We're firing the market. Wait, the market demands me. Don't fire me. Fire somebody else. We have you on a shirt, and what we've got is we've got a really beautiful picture that they sent us of you with your sunglasses. I'm not sure that that was probably caught by a paparazzi who was out there checking you out in the woods, but we did get the picture, and we have it on there. But we are going to be doing a special, and it's next week, with Bonnie Albers and Dina Flanagan on the pictures. We have people who are collecting these pictures now.
Like trade cards.
Yeah, and you can trade in the original. There's only three. We joke about it. Remember when the coins had, like, there was a crew cut on the one president because they, like, messed up? Well, the guy who did our printing first messed up, and he forgot that we're, like, Psychics Gone Wild. So on the back of First of Psychic Jethro is this gorilla face green person. I'm still not sure. I think that Dina probably called and said that's what Jethro really looks like because they put it in there. I'm still not happy. I've had to have counseling over it, but you can get the shirt if you want real cheap because obviously it didn't say Psychics Gone Wild.
It could be like a dating site, you know, where people put up the picture that's not even them.
I think we could, and we have done that before to those of you who won't stop stalking. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. I had a person scare me, and I found out that, yes, if you are looking up all of our sites and you're writing all this down, I will turn you in because that scared me really bad. It's like, okay, I know that we're getting more famous and you want to know and you want to come see us, then come see us and set up a time through it. Don't write me a big, long letter. I know, and you had my street address and everything, because my first reaction is tell mommy. So I want you guys to know that we've gotten you back and we have more callers and now the phones are back, and I want to thank all of you. This is gone wild. Dina is not allowed to go on vacation anymore. She brought more people back from the wild woods. 505, you're live. How are you, 505?
Oh, hello, Castro.
Welcome. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yes, you know who this is, don't you?
I am not sure, honestly.
Okay, it's Janet.
Janet, you little wild one. Are you going to be there
yes.
in California? I'm so happy. Are you going to be there watching me and Dina do the wild dance? You can get up and dance with us. You bring your husband. I can dance. I used to square dance. I can folk dance. I can waltz. I can do the twist, country swing.
Castro, I can't afford it. I'm sorry.
Well, then we're going to have to just start smacking some heads together over there because I got to get you.
You're just going to have to put up with my Facebook messages.
I love your Facebook messages. Do you have a question for our psychic Dina Flanagan?
Yes, I do. I went through a regression years ago, and I'm kind of curious at this point about my past and who was I or where was I?
Your past life stuff. They show me you in Egypt.
Okay.
And so this is the life they're bringing into right now. They're showing you in Egypt, and you were of some royalty. But they're showing me that you died young. You were royalty, but you died, like, young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to say, like, they're showing me around 20, mm-hmm. around the age of 20, which back then isn't young then, but anyway. So do you ever have an affinity to Egypt, for Egyptian
No, other than I had a reading a couple of weeks ago, and this one particular person that I'm so attached to that passed away. We both had past lives together in Egypt. And
Egypt,
that's when I first had, yes.
Yeah, that's why they're showing it to me, because it means something. And,
yes.
Yeah, there was a connection, or it means something. So,
and I'm trying to find out more.
More about it. Yeah, they're showing the person that you had a connection with in Egypt lived longer than you did.
Okay.
And so they had to watch, you know, like deal with the pain of the death or whatever.
Okay.
So, but you're going to come together again next lifetime too.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's not done. It's not cleared up completely. So they're showing that lifetime to you. But after Egypt, there was another lifetime that you had together.
Oh, thank you, Dina. You've made my day.
Yeah. So there'll be more to come.
That's super. Are my chakras okay?
What, your chakras? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Oh, chakras. Let me just center in.
You wanted us to look at your shocks, didn't you? I'm telling Janet. I swear
yes,
I'm telling.
Yes, I want my chakras checked out.
You seem to have some activity in your third chakra, which is your energy center.
Yes, I know. I can't calm it down.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm happy. I like what's going on.
Yes, yes. So there's a lot of activity there. So, but it's for the better. It'll be for good, you know.
Yeah.
It's clearing out in your third chakra. Is clearing out. It's clearing some stuff out. So you'll feel like it will feel better. It will start to feel better in there. And less bloaty type of thing. So that's what's working. That's what they're working on right now is your third chakra. That seems to be the area that needs to be cleared first before then they can go in and clear other chakras. So they'll be working on that one for a while. And do you have go online and look up the third chakra and tell you what it's all about.
Thank you for calling in, Janet, and we do love, I love your messages. Please thank you for all the positive on helping me. Facebook took some of my likes for no reason. So I thank you guys. They did. I'm a nice guy. What if I do on Facebook? I talk about.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
I'm very attracted to you.
Oh, thank you. You made my day. I had the girl tell me today, you would have laughed. I went in there, and I everyone knows I love fast food. I went in to order the fast food, and me and my girlfriend are standing there ordering the fast food, and she didn't even recognize me, even my name. How many times do you hear the name Jethro in the day other than my house? And all of a sudden, yeah, and she turned and looked at me, and because I had on my nice outfit and was really working and doing readings, you know, not in my sweats when I see her usually eating, she's like, oh, my. She's you. Do I know you? And then she realized who I was. She's like, oh man. So I've decided. I feel like I dress up pretty now. I'm working on it, Janet. I've got people to do and see and be impressed with. And I know what's going to be there with, you know, all these famous people like Dina Flanagan and Patty Negri. I got to like get it together. I mean, there was times I went around with my hair still hanging out and everything else. They told me, said Jethro, no more of those days. You're in with the big kids now.
Take a deep breath,
yep.
Jethro.
You're on the best-looking guy that's in the psychic and mediums, man. You got to stay neatly coiffed.
I couldn't believe that.
I'm in the inside.
That.
I wasn't talking about the outside. That doesn't matter with me. It's what's inside him that he radiates with.
Oh, I love you. That was the sweetest thing. See, and Janet, that's how it's always been. You know, when my girlfriend laughed, they were all asking me, what does she look like? And I go, she's just so beautiful. She's all these radiant colors. She does. They go, no, what, you know, what's her hair color? I said, she's adorable. She's finally, they're like, did you even look at her when you asked her out? I said, yes, I looked at the energy. It's just what you said. And Dina, a very good friend, I met her in 3 minutes talking over the phone. I was like, this is my friend. I'm like that little kid. I got Dina. I'm going to take her home and love her and name her and be my friend forever. And it's because of that energy, you know?
Definitely all about the energy.
Yes. We love you, Janet. I've got a person that waited and was really patient and keeps getting bumped off.
You.
Okay. Bye, dear. We are going to go right on. 858, we finally got you in. 858, you're
on. Oh, yes.
Next.
Hi, Jitra. Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you, Anne. It's good to hear from you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Are you going to come and see us in L.A. when we're in L.A. so we can really meet the person to the voice?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I could.
Maybe you could. It's the Beverly Garland in West Hollywood. And the first Friday night, they're going to have the Hollywood Kingsmen. They're going to be there playing the Hollywood Kings. And it's like, they said it's going to be dancing, a little bit of light chat, everybody being fun. We're going to have Dina doing arm wrestling. No, I'm kidding.
I used to arm wrestle. I used to beat all the boys.
What's the date for that event?
September 20th, Friday, September 21st, Saturday, and September 22nd.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry, you have a question here, and I just keep... I want our friends to be there in California. I mean, this will be the first time me and Dina are together in live stage.
Hi, Dina. Well, I have a question that's about my job.
Mm-hmm.
I work as a part-timer, and I applied for a full-time job. I was interviewed a few days ago with the panel of interviewers. It's like a first step, and then there will be a next step. Another interview. Do you think that I will get this full-time job, or there is no hope for me in this company?
I feel like that you almost want it too much. You know what I'm saying? Like they can feel an eagerness with you. So you kind of have to back off a little, I guess, which is kind of odd. But anyway, but also I feel like you're qualified for something else or a different position.
Excuse me?
I feel like you'd be qualified for something else as well.
Well, there's only two openings. I didn't get the first one, and now it's the last one, and we didn't have any openings for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I know, and but there's a lot of people wanting this one, right?
Yeah, but I've been with the company for many years. No one else applied from the company.
Yeah, well, you've got to, I don't know, they're saying you've got to be persistent, but also kind of like laid back about it. Persistent, but laid back about it. That's what they keep telling me. You have to really want it, but in not show that you really be too over ego. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing.
Well, if I'll not get this one, it's a big problem because then there will be an issue with the management because that means that they don't want me for a full time job there.
Yeah.
And I'm the most qualified candidate, and I went through. No. So you mean that there is no hope for me in this company?
No, I'm not feeling like there's no hope. I'm feeling like you just have to be patient with this one. And if I don't know, I feel like that you'll be put where you're supposed to be put. As far as Jethro, what do you think about this one?
I feel you're on it, and I feel that sadly it is. I do think that it is her and them working together. And I think that they're trying to prove something there to you or something. There's something behind this job. And I think they're rotten people. And I would like to dress them up and trade them into somebody that would treat them scary.
Jethro, so that's what my friends told me. If you will not get this job, just get an attorney and work because they're doing something against the law because I am fully qualified. I am more qualified than other people. I went through the first rounds of interviews. When I get to the department head, she doesn't want to hire me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this will help? Because my friends say that you have to hire an attorney and just do something because you've been waiting forever for this full-time job. I've been waiting for about 2 or 3 years.
Hey, Jethro?
Jethro, are you there?
they're pushing me. I apologize. The phone cut me in and out. I heard part of that, and I do see the guys, and I agree. They're rotten people, and they're telling me that what the guys are saying is exactly what Dina was getting there too, is that this, it's like you want it so bad, and what they're doing is they're working with this with you. I think they also feel that they can play around with the game of it, and you're not only the most qualified, you work there in seniority. What happened to seniority with good employees? Isn't that why this country was built and done so well, is when we hired within and we worked with our own individuals who worked hard. It's when we started having problems is when they did what they're doing to you. I feel they're flipping people around and they're playing you for some, and I think the really sad part is you work really hard for them.
Yeah, but that's what I was asking you. My friends tell me I need to hire an attorney and work with these people and prove something with the help of the attorney if they cannot do this. If they cannot hire me because they're not doing the right thing. Do you think that I will be successful in finding the right attorney?
See, and that's the hardest thing because, and especially with where you're at, what they're showing me is it would cost you a lot and it'd be a rat race because they do have the, anymore, it's like a right-to-work state, and they took all away of all of our stuff by doing that. So I what I'm feeling here, and this is my psychic opinion, is they said it would cost you more than it would be out. I agree that it's good to get that, and people should be punished. I'm just saying that what I'm seeing is that they would say, that they're telling me that they would do that. You know, am I right, Eden? Were you picking it up too?
I'm with you on that one, Jethro. I'm getting that if you don't get this, move on. There's something better for you waiting down the line.
There is nothing. Believe me, I'm almost retirement age soon. I am disabled, and I tried other companies, and I cannot find a job. They're hiring younger employees these days, but I've been with this company for many years.
Well, that's just limited thinking. If you're going to have limited thinking, you're going to have limited jobs or limited growth or limited whatever potential. So you got to get rid of the limited thinking and think positive. You just have to put more positive energy around yourself. This is what I'm feeling. You know, like it's all about the energy or the energy you carry. And that's what they want, somebody full of energy and vibrant and whatever. It's not whether you can work, do the work better than somebody else. They want
No. Dina, there is some reason I have to stay within the company. It's all tied to my benefits and to the pension plan. It's more than I can tell you over the phone, so that's why I can't even leave this company. Otherwise, I will leave my pension. I will lose my pension plan.
Right. No.
Jethro, so you feel that so there is no way for me to get a full-time job in this company because due to the pension plan, I cannot leave this company.
And I do feel that. I feel at this point I would say that I feel that they're not. And I feel that what's happened is they've rigmaroled you around. They're one of those places that it looks like they've had possible things that they could have put you in, and then they've changed or went outward to do it. And I would say that I don't feel there is. I'm sorry to be the bearer, but that's what I'm picking up. And I do feel that it's because of a, like Dina said, a lot of situations, but I think you're in this position there that as long as you're there, I don't see them giving you an advancement. They feel that they have reasons why they're not, and I don't think they're legitimate, but I do feel that.
So, Jethro, what else do you feel for me? Because it's difficult to stay, but there is, if I leave, I will lose my pension plan. So it's difficult situation. And I don't make much money there at all if I stay.
I would go with the other, and I think they suck. And when I was in the same position on mine, my problem was that I don't have that anymore, but I do my own amount of money that I save even better. And I also had a physical situation where I did it. And what I did was I went ahead, gave my notice, and I went somewhere different because two reasons. One, I agree with you on the disability and your pensions. I was with a state benefit. I also know that, like, as we go a different positive way, something else will go. We've got to find something here for it, and it's gone. Because what they show me along this is going is that these people are just – you know, and I would love to be able to say legally do it. Yeah, if you could hire Jerry Spence or one of those people with a name like that who knows the laws and how to whip them through, who brings in all the things, you're going to get some money. But I think the way it's set up now, it would just cost you more than it would be. So I keep feeling that what I would say and do is that we find another alternative and do something different there that we get the money that comes in another way for you.
Who is Jerry Spencer?
He's like a very expensive attorney, sorry, back from where I'm from. And he was the one who was like on some cases like the OJ case and some of those things. He's a very, I'm saying that kind of name. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying legally, because it is a right to work state. And I just saw another big major company who they're not even paying their employees off of debit cards, and they're giving them no benefits or like this hiring within, and they're legally getting away with it in almost every state because we've changed the laws to hurt our government. I'm not real political, and I just sad. I keep track of this some of the times because I feel sad when I'm reading this. I want to know why the economy is so crazy. So I, started reading the news. What I feel sad for you, and I see what's happening for you, is that I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing that there would be another in there, but we're going to have to work and find you something where you could. It don't seem like it's that company is where I'm going to leave it.
Mm-hmm. So do you see anything positive for me, or everything is just negative?
No, I think just with this career is negative with this business. I think that I think we get some other opportunities and some other things to go. We find you a different opportunity. I mean, you have a lot more potential. You're like a sales there, right? You also really have a good gift of being able to deal with other people. You could work with a place and do the events for them, take care of all the putting that together, and probably make more money and have your own benefits being like an event scheduler.
It's all tied to the pension plan. I've been here almost 20 years, 17. So if I lose, I will lose pension plan. I won't be able to retire for the next 25 years or something. They have my pension plan. Yeah, so that's a problem. If I leave them now, I need another maybe 10 years to work. Then I will get my full pension plan. If I leave now, I'm going to lose it completely.
Definitely have to look at, and I apologize, Anne. We've got like 7 minutes. I've got about 8 to 9 people, but that's no. And there is positive stuff for you. I do understand that we've given you the tents, and that's the hard thing with just doing a few minutes on the radio. We need to sit down, and we do need to get an answer for you. And they're telling me to look elsewhere is what I'm getting. I also know that you're going okay. I can't because of the suspension, but I feel that there's a way we could be able to work that. There's people who roll over their 401s all the time, or find a way to do this where you could beat them, do better in spite of these rotten people. Is what I would like to see.
Okay, thank you so much, Jet Prince. Thank you so much, Dean. I don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. We're going to find an answer for you, Anna, and it's good to hear from you again. That's the one we need to sit down and really work with, and we're going to thank her and go on with you guys. I love all of you guys. We've got a bunch of you beat, but I know it's hard, but when you're waiting in line, you guys got to realize she waited in line too, so just work with us. And I know the saddest thing is to be the person that just tells someone that. It hurts a little bit for me and Dina to kind of do that. I mean, it's not like we just told her the sun was going to come out tomorrow and she was a beautiful little daisy. We just let her know that her company she's working for is holding her money and not planning on giving her anything. And if she puts more energy, like Dina was saying, it would help, but we're not seeing it bright. We can't change the futures. We only read it. I want you guys to work with us on getting a full reading or a time. Not only is this, but that's what happens. We're only getting a piece. We only talk to her those few minutes. 570, how are you tonight? Okay, we're going on. We've got some other individuals here. We've been waiting for a while, too, and I'm sorry that we couldn't get you through. 703.
Hi.
Hello, how are you tonight?
I'm okay.
Well, we're having a wild night. We've got about 5 minutes to help you, and I really, would you like to give Dina your question and what we can do to help you here?
Sure. My question is, when will I have a change of residence?
When will you have a change of residence?
Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling like you can't quite change now. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got to go through some things first before you can have this change of residence. And excuse me. And so I feel like when you clear out some of this stuff, go through some of the stuff, that's when you can have the change of residence, which won't be right away. It's going to be a while until you clear all this out.
How long do you think it will be for?
Oh, God, it could take up to a year, is what I'm hearing. Yeah, because there's too much to be done, or there's things aren't in place yet. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it looks like it is a little bit delayed yet, right? And I do agree they're also working on some other energy to show that happening for you guys. They're telling me to, those of you who just went in the site here, that we are having a lot of difficulty, and we apologize. It is the phones, and it's been one of those nights with a lot of bumping. We definitely want to keep going with Gone Wild. Definitely continue to check us out, do it. Dina, one of the things we just did here was helping the person. You know, I brought up something there. I want to like to get your opinion on that. But I've always with the, you know, we can change our future, and I did say that wrong. I do believe we can change our future. The thing is that we, to be able to do that, we have to have that time to sit down, look at the future, look at our actions, and use this gift as a tool. I've always believed that's why I continue to do this. And I feel sad sometimes on the radio because we've got so many people. To be fair, we want to make sure and help you. If you get a bummer evening, or you get a sad one like tonight, or you get something that shows you that, my suggestion is to sit down and get and sit down and go really in depth. Get one of those you really trust. Me and Dina were both working for this individual. Wouldn't you agree, Dina? And what advice would you give somebody if they just gotten that news that we just gave that listener?
Yeah, well, part of it, what the advice I gave while she was on the phone, you can change it. You can change your, you know, get up out of that negative thinking or the whatever thinking and think positive. And when I read, I see the two paths, you know. I see both paths, whichever you choose. In other words, if you choose this path, this is what's going to happen. If you choose that path, that's what's going to happen. Now, it's your decision. I've shown you each one. Which one are you going to choose? See, everybody in this life is responsible for themselves, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. They want everybody else to fix them, like us, or whatever. Fix them and heal them, whatever. You have to fix and heal yourself. We're only here to help you or enhance it or, you know, guide you on your true path. And so, but ultimately, you're responsible for yourself and your own happiness and your own light and your own love and your own everything. And if you want to stay depressed or down, that's your choice as well.
It is an energy when we start going through, and I use sometimes, this is something that's been warned, and all of you young psychics who tell you do not do this, and I do this, I use myself sometimes as an example. This is something that in psychic class you will get caught, you will have people talk to you about and say do not do it. I, as a teacher and as a student and an individual, will agree that this is probably one of the hardest things I've always done, is I do look at that, I do go through with myself. I have been in the situation as the person was there. You know, but I want you to understand what you guys are listening in. Always make sure, like Dina said, get with people, work with that, do the energy of it. I love all of you guys. When I had a friend ask me, they said, you always give these just anything people say readings. If we did that, it would be real remarkable. The hardest thing is we don't. We get into the future. The future is bright. The future is intense. But sometimes to make it that way, just what Dina said, we have to put our little hand gloves on and do some work or some intense, maybe discomfortable things to make our future. Love all of you guys. Dina, tell them how they can grab you or get a hold of you, at least touch you, talk to you, get to know you.
You can call me at 207-752-1399 or essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. And know that these short little readings you get on here, they're awesome for, you know, quick answers or whatever, but a full reading, you get so much information. You get so much depth. And that's really what you should be doing. These little readings aren't going to give you the whole story, like Jethro said.
I had someone tell me yesterday that they'd got a hold of Vons and they went through all these different pieces that they'd put together off these puzzles, and it scared me. They had listened to 14 different shows and had pieces out of 6 psychics they trusted, narrowed it down to the top 3, and it sounded like a really scary bowl of cereal that I would not have eaten. So I'm warning you guys, you know, like that, definitely get all of it, because you don't want to get addicted to just the reading. Love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow on A1R. Going to Canada, 2 p.m. Be there live.